Good evening, this is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with the World News. The headlines. India says it prefers peace but can act strongly when needed. European leaders welcome progress in US peace proposals to end the Russia-Ukraine war. In Pakistan, 3 security personnel and 3 suicide bombers killed in an attack at a parliamentary force headquarters in Peshawar. Suspension of trade with Afghanistan impacts perishable goods prices in Pakistan. And in shooting, Pranjali Prashant Dhumal strikes gold in women's 25-meter pistol at Deaflympics in Tokyo. And now the news in detail. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said the Bhagavad Gita's message extends far beyond India's borders and serves as a universal guide for humanity. Speaking at the International Gita Conference in Kurukshetra, Haryana, Mr. Singh said the scripture has shaped lives across generations and remains vital for inspiring youth. Mr. Singh said the Gita's teachings, delivered more than 5,000 years ago, continue to uplift humanity. Referring to the recent Pahalgam incident, the defence minister noted that while India favours peace, the nation responded firmly through Operation Sindoor.
India is the land of the Gita, where there is compassion and also the inspiration to protect dharma on the battlefield. Those who mistook our simplicity for weakness were given such an answer by India through Operation Sindoor that they have not been able to forget it to this day.
India has made a strong demarche with the Chinese side in Beijing and in New Delhi in a case related to a lady from Arunachal Pradesh transiting in China. Sources said that the Indian consulate in Shanghai also took up the matter locally and extended full assistance to the stranded passenger. It was also stressed that the passenger was detained on ludicrous grounds and Arunachal Pradesh is indisputably Indian territory and its residents are perfectly entitled to hold and travel with Indian passports. Sources said it was also highlighted that the actions of the Chinese authorities are in contravention of the Chicago and Montreal conventions relating to civil aviation. Sources further added that at a time when both sides are working on restoring normalcy, such actions by the Chinese side introduce unnecessary obstructions to the process. European leaders have welcomed progress in talks at Geneva on US peace proposals to end Russia-Ukraine war. The meeting held yesterday in Switzerland discussed a 28-point peace proposal presented last week by the United States that triggered alarm in Ukraine and European capitals for heavily favoring Russia's demands. Finnish President Alexander Stubb in a social media post wrote that the negotiations were a step forward, but there are still major issues which remain to be resolved. Talking to media, German Foreign Minister Johannes Wedfuhl said all issues concerning Europe or NATO have been removed from this plan, which is a decisive success achieved yesterday. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the talks were worthwhile and expressed optimism that they can get something done.
We had a very good day. I think we made a tremendous amount of progress. We began almost 3 weeks ago with a foundational document that we socialized and ran by both sides. And so that allowed us to create a foundational document, which has been an ongoing working document. Now, obviously, like any final agreement, they'll have to be agreed upon by the presidents. And there are a couple issues that we need to continue to work on. But I think the report is that I think worthwhile. It is probably the most productive day we have had on this issue. There's still some work to be done, but we are much further ahead at this time than we were when we began a week ago for certain.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said diplomacy has been reinvigorated and Geneva meeting offered some hope for Kyiv. Meanwhile, 4 people were killed in Ukraine and 17 others were injured in a massive overnight strike by Russia on Kharkiv, the country's second largest city. In a statement, Mayor of Kharkiv, Igor Terekov, said the overnight barrage hit 3 districts, Shevchenkovsky, Soltvisky and Koldno-Hirsky, leaving widespread destruction. In Pakistan, at least 3 security personnel were killed and 2 others injured in a suicide attack at a parliamentary force headquarters in Peshawar today. City Police Chief Mia Said said. Three suicide bombers who attempted to storm the Federal Constabulary FC headquarters were also killed in counter-firing. Inspector General of Police Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Zulfikar Hamid said two suicide explosions took place inside the FC headquarters, one at the main gate and the other near the motorcycle stand located within the premises. According to hospital officials, five people, including three civilians, were injured in the attack. In Pakistan, prices of fruits and vegetables have skyrocketed, while prices of poultry witnessed a steep fall in Punjab and Khyber Pakhtunkhwa provinces following the suspension of trade with Afghanistan after border clashes. Media reports said Pakistan imports vegetables like tomatoes, onions and fruits and a lot of dry fruit from Afghanistan through road trade, but with borders closed, prices have gone up. On the other hand, poultry product prices are down as there is no export to Afghanistan now and there is surplus supply in the local market. A vegetable wholesaler said recent floods hit a lot of local crops in Pakistan and in many areas, vegetable and fruit crops were wasted, so they have been relying heavily on Afghan imports. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to the World News. People in Egypt today voted in the second phase of parliamentary elections as authorities annulled first-round results in about two dozen constituencies over alleged violations. The two-stage vote comes as the most populous Arab country grapples with a dire economy despite government efforts to push through sweeping reforms and austerity measures. We have a report.
The first stage of voting took place on 10th and 11th of this month in 14 provinces, including Giza and the Mediterranean port city of Alexandria. There were widespread reports of violations promoting President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to order a review of the incidents. The National Elections Authority has scheduled a rerun in 19 constituencies across 7 provinces for 3rd and 4th of December. A total of 568 seats in the lower chamber are up for grabs, with over 2,500 candidates contesting as independents for half the seats. The other half is reserved for political parties. President Wael al-Sisi will name 28 members, bringing the total number to 596. More than 34 million people are eligible to vote in the second phase. The new parliament will be sworn in before the current chamber's term expires in January. Power in Egypt remains strongly concentrated with President al-Sisi, who has led the country for 11 years. Kiran Jha for World News.
In shooting, Pranjali Prashant Dhumal clinched a gold medal in the women's 25-meters pistol event at 25th Summer Deaflympics in Tokyo today, marking her third medal at the multi-sport event. Pranjali advanced to the final after setting a new world and Deaflympic qualification record with a score of 573 out of 600. With this, Indian shooters have so far won 16 medals at the ongoing Deaflympics, including 7 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze. In Kabaddi, India won its second consecutive Women's Kabaddi World Cup today in Dhaka, defeating Chinese Taipei 35-28 in a dominant final performance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed Indian women's team on winning Kabaddi World Cup, praising its grit and skill. He said their triumph will inspire young athletes to dream bigger and aim higher. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India says it prefers peace but can act strongly when needed. European leaders welcome progress in US peace proposals to end the Russia-Ukraine war. In Pakistan, 3 security personnel and 3 suicide bombers killed in an attack at a parliamentary force headquarters in Peshawar. Suspension of trade with Afghanistan impacts perishable goods prices in Pakistan. And in shooting, Pranjali Prashant Dhumal strikes gold in women's 25-meters pistol at Deaflympics in Tokyo. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.